Welcome to hour number two of the Internet Advisor. I'm Foster Brown, the co-host and producer of the program. And normally during this hour of the program, we take your questions about your computers, printers, your cell phones, whatever it may be. But we're going to do something very special at the start of this hour. We're going to be featuring some people in here who have a very special place in our hearts, the people who wear the blue in Detroit. Welcome back to hour number two of the Internet Advisor. Gary Baker's in studio with me. Just because of the seating, Cal and Ed have stepped out for a little bit. Right now, some very special people are in studio with us. And let me introduce the members of a group called Badges of Honor. And let me start with retired Sergeant Michael Sanders, who's with us. Mike, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for organizing this in many ways.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we're formerly the Blue Pigs Band.
Right.
And everyone knows us by that, but we've been rebranded.
I love it. As a matter of fact, and we also have with us in studio Sergeant Vicki Willis. Sergeant, thank you very much for being with us, Vicki.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you served for 25 years as a Detroit police officer. How long were you with the Blue Pigs, or were you with the Blue Pigs before?
I was with the Blue Pigs for about a year
before
years ago.
Yeah.
And then they decided to get the group back together, and they wanted a lot of the former members. So I
this is a reunion tour.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, I love that. Also with us is Police Officer Robert Joyner, who he's got this big grin on his face. Can you tell us why you've got that big grin?
Probably because I'm going to be retiring next week after 30 years of service.
Oh, after 30 years.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Congratulations to you. Now, Mike, this is a very special week that's coming up, besides being the week that Officer Joyner is retiring after 30 years in the force. It's also a very special week for police in general in Detroit.
Yes, it is. Police Week was started in 1962 by President Kennedy. He thought that we would actually want to memorialize police officers. And then that same year, Congress actually made it, instead of one day, May 15th, the entire week to actually just honor the men and women who actually serve us.
Sure. And that's, it's Police Week. Am I right? There's all first responders in general.
Correct.
They're involved in this?
Yes.
Yeah, so that would be the folks who are the EMTs, the fire people who are out there as well. Very important to recognize them. And we'll be recognizing them in a very special way in just a moment because, but you were brought back together as a group on Halloween, wasn't it, last year? Was that the official renewal?
Yes, that was the first performance. We got back together around May of last year and started rehearsing and working on, you know, different ideas and concepts to make it just a little more relevant than it had been. And our first performance was Halloween of last year.
Now, were you part of the original Blue Pigs Band?
Not the original. The original actually started
I shouldn't 68. Say the original, but you were there before.
I was there from 96 to maybe 98.
Okay.
When was the original?
Oh, 69.
Yeah, 69 was, yeah.
Right after the riots, I think.
Right after
the
riots.
That was one of the ways to get people to really start to respect our police officers
right.
again.
Yeah. And actually, one of the original members, Charlie Henley, he is still working every single day. He's just not singing anymore, but he has probably about 50 years on the job.
Wow.
He's actually still working.
And Vicki, you came in last year when the band was put back together again, right?
Mm-hmm. I made a return after I had retired. I was retired for about 3 years, and then I came back as a police assistant.
Oh, I got
and
you.
So I'm working as a police assistant right now, and also participating with the Blue Pigs, or the Badges of Honor.
Yes.
And Bob, how about you? When did you get in touch with the band?
It was 1996, and then I stayed on with the group until about 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did about 18 years with the Blue Pigs.
Wow. Now,
well, and I found these guys. a friend of mine, Dave Guevara, he's actually lives in Arizona, was in town, and he said, "You got to hear this band. Come on with me." And I went, "How do you know our local bands?" Right? And he says, no, you got to come. And so we went to Andiamo's, and he introduced me to Mike. And, you know, this is radio, but, you know, Mike's not a small guy. And, you know, we started talking. Oh, it's Police Week. Yeah, we should have you on. He says, you got to wait until I sing. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I don't think so. You know, Dave's a pretty good friend. I trust his judgment. And, you know, I just want to help promote, you know, the police officers and Police Week. And he said, no, you got to wait till you hear me sing. So I did hear him sing quite a bit.
You're going to hear him sing, as a matter of fact, shortly.
And he's going to play a song for us, so we're going to play that song, I think.
Yeah, we're going to be playing that song in just a few moments, and you hear the remarkable vocal skills of all the folks here. But in particular, Mike, I got to tell you, I was just incredibly blown away by what you did. This is, by the way, the reinstatement of the band is in some ways kind of an effort by the new chief of police, isn't it, to rebuild the respect for the force here. Am I right in that way?
That's correct. And I actually wrote this song last year. They have an event called Above and Beyond, where they honor all the first responders. And we actually had another song that I wrote called Detroit is Coming Back, so we performed that song there. And then after, I sat for the ceremony, and it was so touching to see all the first responders getting awards for things that they have done. Mm-hmm. And actually, on the way home, I wrote the song.
Oh, wow.
Keep the Faith in the Blue.
Keep the Faith in the Blue. That is
now,
really neat.
It's going to be played in Washington, D.C.,
yes,
right?
Yes, we've worked on a video, and the chief of police he's going to launch the song on Monday at the convention in Washington, right, where all the chiefs and...
Yeah, we had hoped to have him with us on by phone, but he's going to be with us in the song, which you'll hear very shortly after we take this very quick break. We're in the studio with the folks from the Badges of Honor Band. They're formerly called the Blue Pigs. I like this title of the band much better, and you're going to hear some incredible vocal qualities there out of Mike Sanders, Vicky Willis, and Robert Joyner, three Detroit police officers, two former, one about to be former, who are members of that great band. And we'll be back with that very special song in just a moment. Thank you all for joining us for the second hour of the program, where we're doing something very special here. Next week is going to be National Police Week, and it begins on the 15th of May. And we have a very special song that we're going to, it's a launch for us. It's our premiere of this, although the song has been out for a little bit of time.
Well, and we're scooping the chief of police, Craig.
You know, that's right.
He's going to take and use that. He's a keynote speaker in Washington at the police chief's convention there for Police Week, and he's going to. Now, we haven't seen the video, so the video we can't scoop that.
No, can't scoop that.
This will be the first time it's been played anywhere.
Ah, oh, so, all right. So I like that, folks.
So thank you guys very much.
We'll let you know more about where you can get hold of this. On our homepage, you can get hold of this. But right now, the first voice you're going to hear at the beginning of this song, by the way, and the name of the song is?
Keep Your Faith in the Blue.
Keep Your Faith in the Blue. And the first voice you're going to hear is our Detroit Police Chief, James E. Craig.
Hi, I'm Chief James Craig of the Detroit Police Department. And I'm dedicating this song to all of the first responders who risk their lives every day, who serve and protect their communities. I'm asking everyone, all of the listeners, to do one thing, to keep the faith in the blue.
Many have paid a price, the ultimate sacrifice,
to be there for you.
Each day we start our shift, never questioning what if.
We have a job to do.
We swore an oath
to serve and protect.
And sometimes we do these jobs and get fed.
Going through, we'll be there for you.
So
Remarkable vocal talents of one of our guests here. He's also the person who wrote that song, Mike Sanders. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What a song. That is incredible. We were kind of teasing about it during the break, but where we are in our studios here, we're very close to Motown, the Motown of Berry Gordy and Motown Museum.
Yeah, Motown Museum.
Is close by, Cal?
Which brings up a question. Who produced it for you, or did you do all the production, the whole shooting match, or what?
I did the production. We're actually playing all the instruments. We recorded it at 24/7 Recording Company.
Mm-hmm.
It's right out in Grosse Pointe. But we did it all ourselves.
That is remarkable. Let me introduce the people in studio because they were part of that as well. And you just heard the voice of Sergeant Mike Sanders, 37 years on the force. He's retired now. Sergeant Vicky Willis is here, retired, but now back, right?
Yes.
Okay. 25 years of active duty, and you're back now again, active duty. Police Officer Robert Joyner is with us, and he's about to become retired after 30 years on the force, right, Bob?
That's correct. I get to see what that's about.
Yeah. And then you're going to come back like Vicky did, a few years?
Well, who knows? Never say never.
Never say never. Also, they're not with us in studio right now, but Patrice Dubois was on vocals, Willie Coleman was on drums as well, right? So I got everybody in the band. They're excellent, excellent job. And that, by the way, folks, was a world premiere of that song. You heard the whole thing. And, of course, at the beginning of there was our Detroit Police Chief, James E. Craig. It's kind of interesting. I was looking at his history. He spent 28 years in Los Angeles, the majority of his career there, but he was also police chief in Portland, Maine, and Cincinnati, where he was the first black, I think, police chief there. Mm-hmm. And then he's been here for how long, Bob?
Maybe about 3 years.
Three, four years.
And, Chief Craig and I were actually rookies together.
No.
He started here.
What precinct?
The 10th Precinct.
10th Precinct.
1977.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's a hometown boy.
That's right.
Came back home.
It was really kind of neat that he did make that full circle and came back around to Detroit here. And the group is called Badges of Honor, but you may have known them in the past. They were called the Blue Pigs. And, Gary, you mentioned the fact that was it 1977?
69.
69 was when they were formed, and that was shortly after what has been a tragedy in the city of Detroit, which was the uprising, the riots that happened at that time that left our city so scarred. And at that point, I think the Blue Pigs was established as kind of a way of building a bridge back to the community because it had been so damaged in so many ways.
We actually used the name Pigs to actually turn a negative into a positive because Pigs actually is an acronym for Police and Glorious Sound.
Who came up with the title Badges of Honor?
I think collectively we got together and we should have went down to Motown and sat on the grass to come up with a good name. But collectively,
you need a better story than if you over beer one night we decided.
But I mean, we thought about the purpose and what we wanted to actually say, and we don't really get enough credit. People who serve nowadays, one bad story, it seemed like it taints everyone.
Yep, exactly.
But we wanted to say that, a lot of us wear these badges with honor.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we want to come back in just a moment and talk a little bit more with our guest here about wearing those badges with honor. What a very special week that we have going on here. We have decided to expand our program in the second hour. Normally, we'll be answering your questions. I think what's happened is a lot of people are just enjoying listening to the conversation and the good music that is coming out of the group of people who are in our studio. They are members of a group called Badges of Honor Band and formerly known as the Blue Pigs. Folks who have served in the Detroit Police Force and who are now retired and are members of a band that has been brought back together again by the new chief of police, new for us at least, and that is Chief James E. Craig. In studio with us is Sergeant Mike Sanders, Sergeant Vicky Willis, and Police Officer Robert Joyner, who are with us and not with us in studio, but members of the band, where the people who put together the music you just heard, Patrice Dubois and Willie Coleman on drums as well. You were going to ask a question just before we took a break.
Yeah, I wanted to get a little bit of a history about the band itself. But before I do that, I want to also say that many times we say it to the military all the time, thank you for your service, but need to say thank you for your service for our local military for all it's worth as well. Yeah. But tell us a little bit about the history of the Blue Pigs, who started it, and what was the purpose behind it?
The band started in 1969 by a couple of police officers, Hugh Burrell and Charlie Henley. They had backing from a Hollywood producer who was actually here during the riot, and I guess they helped him get out of town, and he decided to do something for the city. So he put a band together, bought the instruments, and they started rehearsing. They selected the members, and the mission was to actually let people see a different side of the police department. The mission, you'd go into schools and you would, you know, have fun, but you would still actually, you know, have a serious message, you know, stay away from drugs, you know, self-esteem. So that was, that's been the mission over the years. Being a police officer over 37 years, I found out that you cannot lock up every criminal. You have to start saving some.
Oh, absolutely.
And you start saving them in schools. You start early. Hmm. You know, kids need someone in the community to look up to. I had a teacher a couple of weeks ago, and she said, you know, my kids are so bad, and they come in the classroom, and they just act terrible. What can I do? I said, these kids have not been loved. So when they come into your classroom, just give them a hug. Show them that you care. So that's what the Badges of Honor is about, showing everyone that we do have a side, that we have to do our jobs, but we still care. We care about the community, we care about the seniors, we care about the kids, and we have to show that side instead of all the negative that comes on when you watch the TV. One incident taints the badges of everyone. Yeah,
exactly. Vicki, that's got to be hard. Vicki, you served 25 years on the force. Well, back now, and what is the role again that you're in?
Right now, I'm a police assistant.
Police assistant, mm-hmm. Okay. But during those 25 years, what were some of the things that you did as a police officer?
Well, I started out as a police officer in the mini stations, which was...
Oh, I remember those, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of... that's basically community relations, right. And then we also participated in the Drug Abuse Resistance Education Program. We were DARE instructors.
I remember, that's right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were in the elementary schools, because that's... probably about the right age to start.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was with the Blue Pigs for a year, and then I was promoted to investigator.
Mm.
So I was investigator for some years, and then I was promoted to sergeant, and I retired as a detective sergeant out of the detectives at the 6th Precinct.
Okay. Bob, as an officer, you're about to retire after 30 years on the job. How do you keep a positive attitude?
It's just the love for people, love for the city. You know, I'm a second generation police officer. My father is a retired police officer. So I watched him growing up and never thought about joining the police department until one day my mother asked me, why don't you join? And I gave it some thought, and here I am. And so it's been a wonderful career.
Right. 30 years, three 30 decades years. Later.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. It's got to be tough, though, because you see... dare I say, the worst of our society? Most every day that you're on the street, am I right, Mike?
You see the worst, but you see the good, too.
Okay. You know? How do you hang on to that good in the midst of all the worst?
Well, and it's difficult. It is very difficult, but you have to.
Mm.
You know, in order to, as we want to make America great again, we have to look at the good part of us.
Yeah.
And that, it has to prevail. The bad side... it just gets more attention.
Mm-hmm.
But there are more good than bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just have to concentrate on that and trying to save one kid at a time.
One kid at a time. You've been at this, all of you, you know, for a long time. Have you seen some kids really turned around, Vicki?
I think so. And with the DARE program, I actually had some years later, I was working at Internal Affairs, and some of the DARE kids actually tracked me down and was saying how they remembered from the DARE program and what they learned. And another one had a mother who did a lot of homeschooling, and she wanted some of the principals from the DARE program to, you know, teach her kids.
God bless her. She's one of those people in the trenches. Holy mackerel. And I'm just curious, Bob Joyner, what was your role? Where were you in your service as a police officer?
I started off in patrol, and I did that for several years. And then I also had a chance to work plainclothes unit, and then I joined the Blue Pigs.
Well, so while you were in plainclothes...
No. This was before I joined them.
Before you joined them. So, were the Blue Pigs is that a full time job?
It's a part time job.
It's a part time,
but it's full time when it comes to rehearsing and working on your craft.
Yeah, that's good. You guys, what craft you guys have? I mean, that song was as good as anything that I've heard over the years come out of Detroit. Very proud to hear it, by the way. I got to say. And we asked you before, Mike, about who produced that, and you said yourself, man. You've got another career ahead of you.
Well, let's hope so.
It's going to have a national debut, too. Talk about that, because as a matter of fact, it's going to be going on in Washington, D.C. in the next few days.
Actually, the chief will present the song on Monday along with the video that the police department made, along with the song. And we haven't seen it yet, but we understand that it's going to be great. But we're not going to get out in front of the we'll let him put it out there.
Absolutely.
And then I guess they'll launch it on YouTube and the things that they actually do. But we just want people to support the song. It'll be available on iTunes on Monday.
Oh, good.
We want people to support the song, actually listen to the words and just think about your first responders.
Yep. You know? And on the, the song that we played had an opening with the chief on it. The song itself, when it comes out, will not have that on my, or will it have it?
No, we're going to keep the chief voice on it.
Oh, good.
Because we want to say badges of honor.
I love it. Matter of fact, we're going to play it before the program is over today. We're going to be playing that song again so that you can enjoy it. But it's on our homepage, by the way, right now at internetadvisor.net. If you go to the show notes, you'll see that it's there right next to the picture of the chief of police, and you can download it for yourselves and listen to it there for free. I guess we're going to jump the iTunes launch of that and hope they don't mind that. But in any case, great craft in that song. You folks are retired or about to retire.
Yeah.
What's your message to the rookies that are coming along? What's if you had one piece of advice to pass on to them, Vicki, what would you give them?
Oh, I would just probably say, just make sure in what you do every day that you always do it with respect. Respect for the people in the community.
That could be a challenge, isn't it? Because if they're misbehaving, they're awful hard to respect.
Yeah, but you have to come from that point of respect first.
Mm.
That's where you have an obligation. They don't have an obligation to do it, but you have an obligation to be respectful.
To protect and serve, and that's part of that service, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Boy, that demands an awful lot of an individual.
Yes, it does.
You know, when I joined the police department, we didn't have air conditioners in the cars. No computers. And you had to have your windows down.
Yeah, they call it 460 air conditioning.
And when
four windows down.
Windows down, you got to know your community.
Oh, yeah.
You could hear the people. You could talk to them. They got to know who you were. So on your beat or your route, you knew everybody.
Hmm.
You know, I always say that once we rolled the windows up, we kind of tuned out the community a little bit.
Hmm.
But the best police officer is one who knows their community. He knows everybody. You have to get out and meet the people.
How easy or how difficult is that to do, Rob? To make that connection to the community?
Yes, it could be challenging. Right now, I'm doing a beat in Campus Martius, and I found out that a lot of the people really, really appreciate the fact that they see me out walking and talking and communicating with the community, and I've got a chance to meet a lot of nice people, and so it's pretty rewarding, you know, on both ends of that.
I would agree with you. Cal, you want to say
what's the, if I could ask the question, what would be the best things that the citizens could do to help the police department do a better job?
Good question.
In my opinion, I think just not be afraid to get involved. You know, everyone sees things, but no one wants to say, you know, just, you know, have to have a relationship with that officer. And if you see something, say something, you know, we have to work together.
Absolutely. Well, I want to salute the folks who are in studio here. Sergeant Michael Sanders, 37 years on duty serving the force. And also he is the author of the lyrics that you've heard. And did you write the music for it as well?
Well, John Morgan, he's another police officer. We collaborated together on the music portion.
With John Morgan as well. Okay. And then Sergeant Vicki Willis is with us. She's 25 years on duty and now part of Badges of Honor. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for your service. And somebody who we're thanking for his service because he's about to take that hat off. And what are you going to do from now on, Bob, after 30 years on the force?
I think I'm going to take some time and figure that out. But I'm going to continue with this music for right now.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. All right. So you're going to continue on with the band.
Yes.
Have you got dates booked, Mike?
We have a few dates booked. We're trying to put a program together now, and we're looking for a corporate sponsor. But we call it our Ticket to Success Tour. We want to take the music and go back into the schools. And we actually want to have binders of different kinds of professions where a kid can actually look and say, well, I want to be an astronaut.
I got it.
And then they can turn it over and it can give you the blueprint on how to be an astronaut. What some of the things that you need to do. And then we're going to write that kid a ticket card. This is your ticket to success.
I love it. What a great ticket to get. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, folks. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to play that great song again for you before we say goodbye to our folks from Badges of Honor. Well, I hope you haven't minded that we've put aside the calls this afternoon in the second hour in order to bring you some very, very special people. They form a group, a band called Badges of Honor. They were originally called the Blue Pigs here in Detroit. They're police officers who have form a musical group that has gone out with a very special message into the community. And with us once again, I want to thank Sergeant Mike Sanders, who served 37 years on the force, as the person behind the song that we're going to play again right now. Mike, this is going to, as you said, on Monday, the chief of police is going to be...
He'll be launching the video of the song.
That's right. And he's in Washington, D.C. right now. We're talking about Chief James Craig, who is in Washington, D.C. right now. And he'll be launching the song along with a video out there. And that is going to be the start of Police Week, as a matter of fact. So what we want to do is we've just enjoyed the conversation with you and the song. And we want to play it again because of the message that you have behind it. Talk just quickly about that message, and then we'll get that song going.
We just want everyone to keep the faith in the blue. Just remember, things go wrong sometimes, but we are working to make them right. And every time you call, we still risk it all.
I love it. Here's the song again, introduced by Detroit Police Chief James E. Craig.
Hi, I'm Chief James Craig of the Detroit Police Department. And I'm dedicating this song to all of the first responders who risk their lives every day, who serve and protect their communities. I'm asking everyone, all the listeners, to do one thing, to keep the faith in the blue.
Many have paid a price, the ultimate sacrifice,
to be there for you.
Each day we start our shift, never questioning what if.
We have a job to do.
We swore an oath to serve and protect.
And sometimes we do these jobs and get very little respect.
So keep your faith in the blue.
Just keep your faith.
your faith in the
moon. I see a fireman running to a burning building to save a cat. I see an EMT worker help a man with a heart attack.
We respond all over the world to terrorist attacks.
Ain't it good to know that 24/7 we got your back?
We got your back.
Now I'm not saying that we don't have work to do. And when things go wrong, those things affect us.
If you're wondering who's hitting those high notes, no, it's not Vicki Willis. It's Sergeant Michael Sanders. That's a remarkable falsetto that you have. Holy mackerel. You wouldn't believe it looking at you.
I hear that a lot.
But it's a great sound. It is an absolutely sterling sound. The lyrics and the music was put together by Sergeant Michael Sanders, 37 years on the force, retired now. Thank you again for being with us. Vicki Willis, Sergeant Vicki Willis, retired, now back again. On duty. And Officer Robert Joyner, about to take off.
Yes, sir.
For those green pastures, you've been on duty for 30 years, and you're going to be continuing on with the band, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And all three of you, as well as Patrice Du Bois and Willie Coleman, who were a part of the group as well. And you'll be continuing on. You've got a tour going on. Is it the Ticket for Success tour going on now?
Or we'll start in September.
It's starting in September.
Ticket to Success.
Ticket to Success tour. And will that be, I'm going to be based in Detroit Public Schools?
It'll be Michigan, wherever we're needed.
Wherever they'll take that message. I love it. Thank you.
Now, Mike, I met you at Andiamo's, and I think it's the first and second Thursday of every month that you play there?
Yes.
Okay.
With our Motown show.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. By the way, you had another song you wrote that was called Detroit is Coming Back, right?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't got that right now, but can I get a copy of that, put it up on our site?
I will send it to you tonight.
All right. Excellent. We'll put that up on the site. And thank you very much for arranging this, getting the song to us. And it's been an honor here. Don't forget, folks, next week is Police Week, period. Not only in Detroit, but across the country. See an officer out there, stop and thank them for their service. As you were saying, Mike, we do this for our military. These folks serve in some pretty rough circumstances here. And they are there to protect and serve. Honor them for that protection and service. On behalf of them, on the Internet Advisor, have a great week.